Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series teaching on my favorite subject, spirit, soul, and body. This is what God just turned my life around with, and I tell you, I can't go back and teach on this without getting excited all over again. Sometimes I have to tell people I'm excited because I don't show it a lot. I'm just about the same all the time, but inside I'm jumping up and down. You know, it was funny. I took my little granddaughter to Disney World last year, and I don't know how many of you have been to Disney World, but when you ride all of these roller coaster rides and just, you know, every single ride, they take a picture of you and then try and sell it to you at the end of the ride. Well, everybody else, you know, there would be a dinosaur that would come out at you, and everybody would be screaming and looking at this, and then you'd go, you know, they'd catch you as you go over the top of the hill, and everybody would be screaming and things. And did you know in every one of those pictures, you could have taken a picture of me sitting right here just like this and have put it right into there because I was exactly the same. Everybody else would be screaming or yelling or reacting to something, and I was just the same all of the time. I guess there's disadvantages to that, but anyway, it's just the way I am. And so I have to tell you, I'm really excited about this teaching. This is what God used to transform my life, and I want to encourage you to get the materials because you cannot get the fullness of everything I'm saying by just listening to these television broadcasts. You need to go over and over and over this. I've had so many people tell me that they've listened to this teaching on spirit, soul, and body dozens or hundreds of times, and people still get something brand new out of it. It's really that foundational. What I've established this week is talking about that in the spirit, when you got born again, you became a totally brand new person. And I've been focusing on the fact that in the spirit, you have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16, Colossians 3:10, that this new man has been renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, you have an unction. That means a special anointing or endowment from on high, and you know all things. Boy, these are powerful truths that can't be discerned if you're only looking in the physical realm. If all you're doing is probing your mind, then you won't be able to embrace this. But if you will take and believe that what the Word of God says is spirit and truth, and then you just take what the Word says, you can believe that in your spirit you have the mind of Christ. And so the very first step is you've got to know that this is so. You've got to believe that you've got it. Before you can begin to draw this mind of Christ out, the wisdom and the ability that's in your born-again spirit, you first of all have to believe it's there. It's like, well, if you didn't believe there was any water down there, you could never put your bucket down in there and never seek to draw anything out just thinking, oh, I don't think that that'll work. And you could have that water, that life-giving water right there, and yet never benefit from it because you just didn't believe there was any water in it. But first of all, you've got to believe that you do have the mind of Christ on the inside of you, and then you've got to draw it out. But here's what I want to share with you today, and this is something that is going to take a little bit of effort on your part. You're going to have to use your mind to comprehend what I'm saying. But as I've taught this week, if you could receive this in your heart and then go back to the Word and get this verified, this would transform your life. But one of the ways of drawing this wisdom out of your born-again spirit is through speaking in tongues. Now, that is a powerful truth. And let me go back again to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 4. It says, "In my speech, in my preaching, was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." In other words, he's just saying that we are not just depending upon words to change people's lives, but we depend upon the power of the Holy Spirit. And specifically, he was talking about that they demonstrated it through the miraculous healing power of God And they weren't just totally dependent upon words. But then he says, but we speak wisdom. It's just not worldly wisdom. It's not carnal wisdom. It's spiritual wisdom. As he said down here in the 13th verse of this same chapter, it says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. They were using spiritual wisdom, not carnal wisdom. And I've used a couple of examples. One of them that's just so obvious is what the Scripture says about giving money away. That when you give money away, it actually causes you to increase. To the natural mind, that makes no sense. But if you believe the Word of God and listen to the leading, respond to the leading of the Holy Spirit on the inside, you will find out that the Holy Spirit will confirm this to you. And if you keep everything you get, it's going to tend to poverty, is what it says over in Proverbs chapter 11. But if you will open up and be liberal, that the liberal soul will be made fat. The more you give away, the more you get. It doesn't make sense to the natural mind, but it's the way that it is. But here's what I wanted to focus on. In verse 7, he said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now, this was a hidden wisdom under the Old Covenant, but in the New Testament, the Scripture says that God has revealed this wisdom unto us by His Spirit. And let me just take this verse. Remember that this is the same author. This is Paul writing to the same group of people, 1 Corinthians. And over in chapter 12, as he begins to start talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, he said in verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, let's read in verse 2 first of all. It says, you know that you Gentiles were carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. You know what? Those are powerful scriptures. And I could say some things about them, but I actually was wanting to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Amen. See, this illustrates, I've got the mind of Christ, but I don't always use it. It was chapter 14 that I want to read. Verse 2, it says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. Now put this together with 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 7, where he says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God hath ordained before the world unto our glory. Put that together with 1 Corinthians 14:2. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. So you know what this is saying? Paul said that the wisdom that he was using didn't come from his intellect. It came through the Spirit of God, and he was speaking the wisdom of God in a mystery. And then in this same book, the same man said that when you speak in tongues, you are speaking the hidden wisdom of God in a mystery. You know what I believe this is saying? Is that, as I've already established, you have the mind of Christ in your born-again spirit. But you've got to get that wisdom that is in your spirit out and renew your mind with it and get those two in agreement. The spirit and soul together comprise your heart. And then you have your physical body. That's the reason the Bible says you have to believe with all of your heart. Your spirit's always believing. Your spirit always knows what's the right thing to do. But until you get your mind and your soul into agreement and believe with all of your heart, then you don't see the full manifestation. So you have to get this mind of Christ that is in your born-again spirit out, and so that it affects and renews your physical mind. How do you do it? Well, one of the simple ways is when you speak in tongues, you are speaking the hidden wisdom of God. This mind of Christ is speaking. Here's another verse that goes right along with this out of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And in verse 14, it says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. So this makes it very clear that the spirit part of you, the part that has the mind of Christ, that has been renewed in knowledge, the part that knows all things, when you are praying in tongues, your spirit is praying. And what is it praying? According to verse 2, you are speaking the hidden wisdom of God. The mind of Christ is praying through you. You know, I could spend a long, long time just describing this, but I'm just wanting to make this point and to get to another truth, and so I don't want to develop it too much, but boy, you need to meditate on this and get the full benefit that when you are speaking in tongues, your born-again spirit is praying the hidden wisdom of God. The part of you that has the mind of Christ is praying and communicating with God in this heavenly language and heavenly wisdom beyond your own physical, natural wisdom. Somebody might say, well, that's all well and good, but what good does that do me? Well, look at this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 13. It says, wherefore let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. When you speak in tongues, according to these scriptures, your born-again spirit, the part of you that has the mind of Christ, is praying. You are praying the hidden wisdom of God, according to 1 Corinthians 14:2, and you are told to pray that you interpret. Now, I'll be honest with you that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth and telling them how to properly administrate these gifts, and one of them is speaking in tongues. There had been misuse of it. And so he is giving guidelines that in a church there should never be more than two or three at the very most that give a message in tongues, and then it has to be interpreted. And so that is the number one point that he's making in this. This isn't talking about your personal time that you spend praying between you and God. But in this chapter, Paul said, I speak with tongues more than you all. Well, that's a radical statement. He's saying more than all of these Corinthians. I don't know how many people were in that church, but if there were hundreds or thousands, he says, I speak in tongues more than all of you, all put together. But he goes on to say in the next verse, yet in the church, I had rather speak five words with my understanding so that I could affect somebody's life than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. So Paul made it very clear that he spoke in tongues outside of a church assembly, not just when there was other people. It wasn't just a gift of tongues that was going to be interpreted to minister a prophecy or produce something to a person. He used tongues, this gift of speaking in tongues, in his private time with the Lord. And it has to be that way because he said he spoke with tongues more than them all, and yet he didn't do it in the church. So where did that lead? Well, in his own personal time with the Lord, he spoke in tongues. So even though that this is directed primarily towards how to use the gift of speaking in tongues in a church, there are applications to your personal life. And here's the point that I'm making, that in the same way that in a church service, if you pray in tongues, it says also pray for an interpretation. You can do this in your private life. You can pray in tongues and know that when you are praying in tongues, it's this born-again spirit praying, that it's praying the mind of Christ. You're speaking the hidden wisdom of God, and you have the scriptural precedent here, or the command, to pray that you interpret. And so here's the main thing I'm trying to get across. We've got the mind of Christ on the inside. How do you get it out? Well, there's numbers of ways. This isn't the only way, but one clear, obvious way is that when you speak in tongues, you are speaking out this hidden wisdom of God that Paul said over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, is how he got this revelation. He got this revelation that he was preaching, a revelation that even shocked some of the disciples that spent 3.5 years under the direct ministry of Jesus. And Peter said in the latter part of his life that our beloved brother Paul says some things that are hard to be understood, which those who are unlearned and unstable wrestle as they do the other scriptures. Peter, who listened to Jesus, didn't have as clear a revelation on the grace of God as the apostle Paul did. And Peter admitted it and says, it's our beloved brother Paul. It's hard for me to understand some of the things he's saying, but then Peter called them scripture. And so how did Paul get this revelation? He didn't have the benefit of Peter sitting under the physical ministry of Jesus. And yet he had a revelation that actually was superior to those who did sit under the physical ministry of Jesus. How did he get this? Well, if you go over to the book of Acts and read, and then read in Galatians when Paul talked about this, the Apostle Paul, after his conversion, spent 3.5 years in the desert seeking God. Now, he already knew the Word of God. He already had that. And it's not one or the other. You need the Holy Spirit to enlighten your heart, but it has to agree and conform 100% to the Word. Paul had already been steeped in the Word, but he didn't have the Spirit's revelation, the quickening of the Holy Spirit. He had a wrong interpretation, the doctrine of man that had made the Word of none effect. And so during these 3.5 years in the desert, I'm sure that Paul studied Scripture, went back, but primarily the Holy Spirit was just enlightening him and taking these things that he already knew and rearranging them and putting them in an order that was transforming his life. And according to Paul's own testimony here, when you pray in tongues, you are praying the hidden wisdom of God. And he said that that's how I'm preaching to you. I'm using the wisdom that is taught from God, the hidden wisdom. It's his own terminology. I personally believe that the Apostle Paul spent a lot of time praying in tongues and asking God to interpret. And to me, I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying, but this is just one powerful truth. To think that on the inside we have the perfect wisdom of God. And how do you draw it out? When you start speaking in tongues, it's just like sticking a bucket down into a well and getting it full of water, and then you just pull it up. When you speak in tongues, you are drawing out this hidden wisdom of God through you. And somebody says, but I don't understand what I'm saying. Well, the Scripture says, I've read some of this, in verse 4, this is 1 Corinthians 14:4, it says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. The word edify means to promote spiritual growth. There's so many scriptures. If I had time, I'm not just teaching on speaking in tongues right here. I'm actually teaching on the mind of Christ and how to draw it out. And speaking in tongues is just one of the ways. But I could turn over to Isaiah chapter 28, and it says there that this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. And he was talking about stammering lips in another tongue while I speak unto this people. So speaking in tongues is rest. You know, if you're stressed out, all you got to do is speak in tongues. And if you will allow it, this is the rest. The Holy Spirit will just give you a supernatural rest, a calm, a peace will come over you. It says this is the refreshing. How many times have you needed to be refreshed and we don't know what to do, where to go? Man, speaking in tongues is something that you can do when you're driving down the road. You can avoid all the stress of traffic and all of these other things by just speaking in tongues and building up yourself, promoting spiritual growth, speaking the hidden wisdom of God. And back again, relative to the mind of Christ, it is your born-again spirit that has the mind of Christ that is speaking in tongues. And it says in 1 Corinthians 14:13 that when you speak in tongues, pray also that you may interpret. And if you could just interpret and get the revelation that is coming out your mouth when you speak in tongues, I guarantee you it would transform your life. Boy, that's powerful. And I have done this hundreds, thousands of times. I don't even know. God has given me revelation. You know, as I was saying on my program, at the end of the program, I was talking about how I first really just had this truth of spirit, soul, and body come alive. I had hundreds of scriptures that I would sit down and spend as many as 8 to 10 hours a day just writing these scriptures out and meditating on the Word and praying and saying, God, give me revelation. And then I literally would lock myself in a closet because Jamie and I were living in a one-bedroom apartment in Dallas, Texas. And we just didn't have a lot of privacy. And so I would literally get in my closet, shut the door, and pray in tongues over all of these things that I'd studied, just asking God for wisdom and praying that I can interpret based on these exact scriptures that I've used today. And, you know, for a period of time, there I was just built up and encouraged on the inside, but I couldn't have told you what was happening. I didn't have it in my head, but there was something happening on the inside of me. And then, I mean, boom, all of a sudden, it's like somebody had shaken up, you know, a pop bottle and then you remove the top and all of that stuff just spews everywhere. That's the way I was. I was just boiling on the inside, and then all of a sudden somebody removed the lid. And this wisdom that was in my spirit began to flow out into my mind. And in 1 week's time, I basically got a little tiny vision of nearly everything that I'm teaching today. This is 40 years ago. I just saw it in like a capsule. I got revelation, and I have spent the last 40 years studying the Word and trying to explain and get to where I fully understand so that I can explain to others. But you know how all this happened? Through me studying the Word, I'm not minimizing that, and then praying in tongues and asking for an interpretation. And I mean, God gave me so much revelation. As a matter of fact, there was so much coming to me. My understanding was just coming alive that I remember asking God and saying, God, you got to stop. I can't process all this. You're saying more to me than what I can understand. You know what? I wished I hadn't ever told him to stop. I wished I'd have just somehow or another been able to keep receiving all that. But I'm saying that there was more than what I could absorb. And you know how it started? It, again, was through studying the Word. It was through seeking God. There's multiple things involved. But one of the keys was praying in tongues and asking God to give me a revelation of what I was saying. And it happened. That's my testimony, and I'm sticking with it. And I know that to some of you, this speaking in tongues may be totally new, and you may say, well, I don't understand it. Well, you know, I've got a teaching on this. That's not what we're offering. I'm not going to make an offer on that today, because if I do, it'll be so many offers that it'll just be hard to promote. But you can call into our helpline, and you could ask, and they could get you any of these materials that you need. But I have some teaching about the Holy Spirit. I got a book on it. I got a CD set on it, and you could request that. But speaking in tongues, your ability to pray in tongues is a powerful, powerful thing. In the Spirit, you are speaking mysteries, the hidden wisdom of God. The part of you that knows all things, 1 John 2:20, is speaking when you are speaking in tongues. And all you've got to do is get that to where it becomes understanding to your physical mind. And you've got a scripture, 1 Corinthians 14:13, that tells you when you are praying in tongues to pray also for an interpretation. And if you'll do that, God will start giving you wisdom.
The faithful support of partners makes this program possible. We invite you to join Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace. Write, call, or visit our website and become a partner today.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Spirit, Soul, and Body is available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is offered for a gift of any amount. Remember to specify the CD or DVD when you order. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. Or if you prefer, Spirit, Soul, and Body is available in book form when you send a gift of any amount. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. The third audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD titled The Faith of God, Mind of Christ, free of charge. A condensed version of Spirit, Soul, and Body is also included in Andrew's latest book titled Sharper Than a Two-Edged Sword. This valuable book contains abbreviated versions of 16 of Andrew's most foundational teachings. It's available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois next week for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 4th through the 6th in Tinley Park, Illinois, Sunday, August 7th, and in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 25th through the 27th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
John chapter 14, verse 1. The very first thing that Jesus told his disciples, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled."
When I looked into his face, I saw his eyes flittering. And so I yelled at him and I says, "You are not going to leave me."
Next thing I know, I'm down in the emergency room at the stroke center in Harris Methodist in Fort Worth.
One third of Alan's brain had not received blood.
The MRI scan of the brain showed a massive stroke.
They told me he was paralyzed on the left side. They told me that he could not swallow. They told me he could not speak.
They were saying he's going to need a stomach tube to be fed the rest of his life.
We were not very optimistic about the outcome.
We had spent that time in Christian survival. We had spent that time in harnessing your emotions. And I was harnessing my emotions. I was completely under control. And that's what disturbed the doctors the most. They were not going to speak death over him, because his life was in the balance. And I knew the truth, and the truth was going to set him free. And I knew it. I knew it would set complete. It would set everything free.
Log on to awmi.net. Look to the left. Click on Healing Testimonies. And take a healing journey with Alan and Debbie Moore. Discover what's happening at Andrew Womack Ministries.
I have never had such good teaching, and I have been to Bible schools, Bible colleges. I graduated from a Christian high school. Nobody teaches like these here. You know why? Because they teach you to know Jesus.
Charis Bible College has been making disciples and changing lives since 1994, and we've outgrown our Colorado Springs facility. Phase one of our new Woodland Park CBC campus has been fully funded and completed, and phase two of the project is gearing up right now. Andrew and Jamie would like to give you the opportunity to join hands with them by becoming a foundation builder and contributing financially toward building the lives of CBC world changers. You can get more information by calling, writing, or logging on to awmi.net/partnership. Invest yourself in Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College today. Change your life. Change the world.